Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
77 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Hi, Jay.
Well, hi, Dan. Good morning, and good morning, everyone. Let's take a look, first of all, at the Midwest direct hog markets. They're expected to be weak to a dollar per hundredweight lower on slowed buying interest, although the Independence Day holiday is a week away. Packers must ship the pork for the holiday features by this weekend, and most say they have adequate supplies of hogs. Terminal markets are called steady to a dollar lower, with top prices seen in a range from 47 to 55. On a live basis, Peoria's called steady with a top of 47. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, negotiated swine purchases were 11,948. For the base market hog, on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 66.50 to 77, even weighted average 73.77, a loss of 21 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 51.74 to 62. The weighted average was 58.77. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 21,041. Base price range 67.50 to 76.35. Weighted average 73.60, a loss of 154 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 49.05 to 60.08, and the weighted average was 55.94. The USDA released its weekly crop export sales report for the week ending June 19th this morning, and highlighting it, USDA said that 503,300 tons of U.S. old and new crop wheat sold for export last week. That was within the range of estimates. And as far as corn goes, 402,900 tons of old and new crop sold for export last week, below the range of estimates. And soybeans, it was 2,021,300 tons of old and new crop sold for export within the range of estimates. And 73,000 tons of U.S. soy meal sold for export last week, and that was below the range of estimates, and 20,200 tons of soy oil, old crop soy oil, was sold for export last week, and that was above the range of estimates that called for 0 to 10,000 tons. Well, we'll take a look at the overnight trade and talk things over with Ellen Dearden from AgriView and Morton in just a couple of minutes. But first, agricultural weather, and here's AM 580 meteorologist Scott Oltoff. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you very much. Well, we had more widespread rain that fell across northern and eastern Iowa and portions of western Illinois last night, anywhere from 1 to 3 inches fell along the Mississippi River. Yeah, rain was mainly confined to western areas of Illinois, pretty much west of the Illinois River. Also, a few showers developed across Iroquois County early this morning, give them anywhere from a quarter to half inch in some locations. And more widespread rainfall is going to fall heavily from northern Iowa across northwest Illinois into western Illinois again for this afternoon and evening. We'll have another complex of thunderstorm develop overnight and then push southward into portions of the two-state region during that time. Looking at the five-day trend for precipitation for the Midwest, the heaviest precipitation is focused over northern Iowa, northwestern northern Iowa, and northern and eastern Iowa, northwest Illinois, and portions of northern Missouri, right where they've had the precipitation during the past 24 to 36 hours. Another band of heavy precipitation will form across lower Michigan as well, central lower Michigan there. And but the rest of the two-state region over the next 5 days will pick up anywhere from a 1 to a half inch to a 3 inches of rain. And most of that will fall over the next 48 hours or so as a cold front will move in from the northwest beginning Friday night into the day on Saturday. And once that frontal system moves through, things will begin drying out. And I think we'll have a period of dry weather from about Sunday through Thursday of next week, which is good news for the areas that are already soaked. We do need some rain here across east central Illinois. Could pick good to pick up another half inch to an inch here. on the U.S. Delta Southeast. Forecast for the Delta and southeastern states still calling for some wet conditions over the next five days. Looks like from the southern Louisiana across southern Alabama and Georgia and Mississippi, looks like anywhere from 1 to 2 inches of rain will fall there. Rest of southeast, we'll see anywhere from a half inch to inch and a half of rain over the next 5 days, which is good news. The Delta and southeast states will not have an abundance of soil moisture by the end of the next 2 weeks, but the precipitation that does fall over the next couple days will be much beneficial. In Argentina, rain prospects are poor for the next coming 5 to 6 days. Some showers may occur during mid to late next week, offering a short-term lift in topsoil moisture. Weed planting is advancing aggressively in areas that received significant rain last week, but more rain nationwide is needed to ensure the best emergence and establishment. Planting in the north may stay on hold until rain falls in the region remains critically dry. Cooler weather late next week will likely keep soil moistures below average, slowing germination, emergence, and establishment. Warmer and wetter weather would be best, but these conditions are not likely for a while. In Brazil, rain will be limited to southern Brazil during the next week to 10 days. The moisture will be lighter than usual until the latter part of next week, when a brief increase in precipitation will take place ahead of cooler temperatures. Second season corn and winter conditions will remain favorable, although some of the southernmost crop was damaged by freezes last week. Temperatures will be mild to warm until late next week, when some cooling is expected. In the U.S. Southern Plains, light showers brought up to a quarter inch of rain to 50% of West Texas and southwestern Oklahoma. West Texas and southwestern Oklahoma will see net drying in the next couple of weeks. However, random showers will develop occasionally. Most of the showers will not be widespread, and they'll be too light to significantly impact soil moisture or crop conditions. Isolated scattered showers develop daily through Sunday in the coastal bend of South Texas and the Blacklands, and rainfall covered each day will be 10 to 30% with up to half inch with locally more. Daily shower activity will resume in the July 2nd to the 9th time frame. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the overnight trade, Kansas City July wheat opened at 9.33 1/4. That was down 5 in the open, up 5 1/4 on the last trade. September at 9.50 was down 4 3/4 on the open, last traded up 5 1/4. The Chicago July contract opened at 8.98 1/2, down 3 1/4, up 8 on the last trade. September opened at 9.18, down 2 1/4, up 7 3/4 from the last trade. In December, 08 opened at 9.41, down 2 3/4 on the open, but up 7 1/4 in the last trade. July at 9.74 1/2, down 3/4 on the open, up 5 in the last trade. July corn, 7.32 was the open. That was up 2, up 8 1/4 on the last trade. September at 7.48 1/2, up 4 and up 8 1/2. December, 7.67 was the open, up 2, and it was up 7 3/4 on the last trade. March 09 opened unchanged at 7.82 3/4. It was up 7 1/4 on the last trade. May unchanged at 7.90 1/2 on the open, up 7 1/2 on the last trade. And July 09 opened at 7.94 1/2, up 1 1/2 and up 6 1/4 on that last trade. December 09 opened at 6.74 1/4, up 1 1/4 on the open and 5 1/2 on the last trade. July soybeans, 15.37, down 1/2 on the open, up 7 on the last trade. August of 15.42, opened up 2 and last traded up 6 1/4. September, 15.25 1/2, down 1 1/2 on the open, up 2 on the last trade. November at 1, November at 15.26 3/4, up 1 3/4 and up 5. January 09, 15.40 3/4 was the open, up 3/4, down 3 on the last trade. July 09 at 15.52 1/2, down 1/2 on the open and up 3 3/4 from the last trade. Soybean meal for July opened at 410.20, unchanged, up 130 on the last trade. August to 407.80, unchanged and up 120. And July soybean oil at 64.22, up 1 on the open and last trade. And August at 64.55, unchanged on the open, up 3 on the last trade. And joining us now, Ellen Dearden from AgriView and Morton. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Jay.
What did you see in some of those numbers? Did you have any thoughts on the export sales this morning?
Export sales, the one that really struck me was the soybeans. We came in at a negative old crop number, almost 10 million bushel, but an 84.1 million bushel new crop. So We're certainly seeing this residual buying, the pent-up buying that had been there, and guys not willing to wait around to see if Argentina is going to be able to make a go of their export market. So a huge sale for that. Most of that went to China again. I think there's a lot of questions about U.S. soy production, whether stands or, you know, there's still a lot of beans coming up. I think in the central part of the U.S., we're seeing a lot of beans that look more like double crop beans than single crop beans. So this bean market's going to be up to maybe as much as 7 or 8 cents this morning.
Mm-hmm. We'll get a planting and quarterly stocks report on Monday, I guess. Is that going to affect how people are acting today?
Everybody's looking at this planting numbers. We've seen a huge decline in open interest in the corn this week. There's a lot of focus there. I think that with a very much delayed planting in areas that were planted but won't be harvested, the numbers are going to be just kind of skewed. There's a lot of numbers that are out there, around 87 million in the corn and around 74 million on the soybeans. I don't know what the numbers are going to say, but whatever they are, there's going to be made huge adjustments when we have the next survey. USDA has already said they're going to survey a lot of areas again.
Okay, so your calls for today then?
Corn up 5 to 9 cents, beans up 2 to 7 or 8, wheat up 2 to a nickel.
Thank you, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, and you're listening to WILL Urbana. The time is 1 minute past 9 o'clock.